Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing on the chapter on the prohibition of Muslims cutting ties for more than 3 days, unless it is due to some bid'ah, innovation, or an explicit act of sin on the part of the person from whom ties have been cut off. So if that person is carrying on some type of bid'ah, innovation, or explicit act of sin, and now it is a dini reason why a person has cut off relationship with that person, then we explain Shariat allows for this. However, the general rule is for differences, petty differences, arguments, maybe some differences as far as business is concerned and estate matter is concerned, something relating to this world, then Shariat allows up till 3 days. And beyond 3 days, the Shariat doesn't allow for this. And this now becomes something that becomes an impediment. It becomes a means of stopping a person from getting forgiven. And we did the hadith yesterday that Allah Ta'ala forgives people every Mondays and Thursdays. Actions are presented to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on Mondays and Thursdays, and Allah Ta'ala forgives every person who does not ascribe a partner to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. However, the person who harbors enmity towards his brother, Allah Ta'ala says, leave the two until they reconcile. Leave the two until they reconcile. So this cutting ties actually becomes an impediment. It becomes a blockage for a person from getting the maghfirat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that in itself explains and tells us how serious and how severe it is to cut ties for worldly reason, to cut ties because of some difference, petty difference that we may have with somebody. So moving on. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yahillu li muslimin an yahjura akhahu fawqa thalathin. فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار رواه أبو داود بإسناد على شرط البخاري ومسلم. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that it is not permissible for a Muslim to cut ties with his brother for more than 3 days. One who cuts ties, one who severs ties for more than 3 days and he passes away, will enter the fire of Jahannam. So serious. This is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad and Abu Dawud Sharif. Person in that condition, whilst he cut off ties, and how often it happens, two brothers are not speaking to each other, they had some argument or some type of difference, and now in that interim, whilst they're not speaking to each other, a person passes away. Now it becomes so hard and so difficult for the children of one family to come for the janazah of their own uncle. Why? Our father wasn't talking to his brother. Now they are feeling uncomfortable even at the janazah. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah save us. But this is not a small thing. It actually affects the lineage, it affects the family. When a person decides to take this route, that my brother, he wasn't fair with the estate, or he wasn't fair in some business matter, and now because of that, I stopped talking to him. And now my children stop talking to their children. Why? Because our father never spoke. And now this complete strangers, two families, that are coming from one route, one grandfather, both of them are coming from. The grandchildren are not speaking to each other. And sometimes it's the brothers also that are not speaking to each other whilst the father and mother are alive. So this is something that we must take very, very seriously. Look at the hadith is saying, if a person passes away in this condition whilst he's not speaking to his brother, he will go into the fire of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala give us that consciousness. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioning these things, these are not just fairy tales or just things to make us frightened. These are things there so that we actively try and correct the situation out of the fear that we mustn't be from amongst those who pass away in this condition. We were going to Jahannam because we have cut off ties with someone. An Abi Khirashin Hadrad ibn Abi Hadrad al-Aslami wa yuqal al-Sulami al-Sahabi radiyallahu anhu annahu sami'a al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuqul man hajra akhahu sanatan fahuwa kasafki damihi rawahu Abu Dawud bisnadin suhihin. Abu Khirash Hadrad ibn Abi Hadrad al-Aslami, also known as al-Sulami, the Sahabi, relates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, one who cuts off ties with his brother for 1 year is as if he has shed his blood. As if he has killed his brother. Shed his blood, yeah, as though he has killed his brother. 1 year he has not spoke to his brother. This is the severity of this cutting of ties with one's brother. Now naturally we'll all consider this to be a very serious crime, very heinous crime. One brother is is killing another brother, is shedding the blood of his brother, this becomes a very serious crime. One is a stranger killing a stranger, that in itself is serious. But when you get one brother that is killing another brother, how serious that is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you cut off ties with your brother for 1 year, this is what the condition is. As though you have killed your brother. Now, yeah, every Muslim, we all are brothers, we are all from one ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As though we have killed our Muslim brother by cutting off ties for 1 year. Severing ties with a Muslim for a period of 1 year will draw divine punishment, just as killing a person draws divine punishment. Although the sin of killing is far greater than the sin and in punishment, severing of ties is also forbidden because it is as if one has killed his brother psychologically. Psychologically, you have killed your brother. In other words, when a person has passed away, this person is not there. Person is not there, he is now in the Qabrustan, he does not exist, so to speak, in this world, he is existing in another world. When a person has cut off ties with his brother, it's as though he is not existing in his brother's mind psychologically, as though he is not there for him, it's as though he is not there to assist him, he is not there to talk to him. In both ways it works. So it's as though this person is not there, it's like he has killed his brother, cut him off completely, as though he does not exist. And this should not be the condition. Always keep this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-badi'u bis-salam, bari'u min al-kibr. The first person, the person that makes salam first, is the one that is free from pride. Tomorrow when we do the hadith also, we'll see that that person that makes salam first, irrespective of whether that person responds to the salam or he doesn't say, wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. When we do the hadith tomorrow, we'll explain it. What it means, salam is the first step of now starting to speak to your fellow brother. So the person is taking that first step. Now this person in turn doesn't reply. He doesn't reply to his salam. Now this person that has made salam, the first is hadith which I quoted, al-badi'u bis-salam, the person that makes salam first, he's bari min al-kibr, he's free from pride, no pride. So one way to kill pride in our hearts, one way to get rid of this pride, is we be the one to make salam first to everybody. Don't wait for the next person to make salam. I notice this in the pious people, you'll find that even if they are a little bit far also, from there they'll make salam, they want to practice on this Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we want to be from those people, we want to be from that group that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told, that they are free from pride. In Darul Uloom Dioban, there used to be this habit and culture that every person wanted to make salam first. Every person. So what one student would do is sometimes he would see that there was one ustad that he was very sharp in this. Soon as he'll see anybody, even from far, he'll make the salam first. So what the student did, he's even hid behind one pillar. He hid behind one pillar. And when that ustad was coming, he just came out from the pillar to make salam. But even there, he says that ustad just saw somebody coming and he made salam. So even that day when I tried to hide, even that day I couldn't beat him in making salam. So this must be the culture. We must be free from pride, be the first one to make salam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.